This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, interactive play therapy. Interactive play is a very powerful tool that you can use to help your cat in a variety of situations. It's great for trust building, helping cats become friends. It's obviously good for exercise, but it also helps with stress relief, and the list goes on. Even though your cat may be one who gets so revved up, she could probably make a game out of chasing the dust bunnies under your furniture, don't overlook how valuable it is to incorporate interactive playtime into your daily schedule. With interactive play, the key ingredient is you. The concept is simple. You use a fishing pole type toy to create prey-like action. If you're going to truly have a think-like-a-cat mentality when it comes to cat behavior, you have to conduct a game that allows your cat to act like the athletic hunter she was born to be. With the interactive toy, you move it so the target at the end of the string can wiggle and slide and dart and creep around the room. When you move the toy like prey, it will stimulate the hunter in your cat. While you may have lots of toys around the house for your cat, the problem is that they're basically dead prey. You can have this big basket of toys, but they just sit in the corner gathering dust. They don't move. The only way to create action is if your cat bats at them. With an interactive toy, she doesn't have to be both predator and prey. She can simply focus on being the mighty hunter. There are many interactive toys available at your local pet supply store and also online. Some are very basic. The basic concept is a pole, a string, and a toy dangling on the end. Some are more complex. When shopping, try to match the toy to your cat's personality. If you have a timid cat, try to go for a toy that's a little more basic and easy for her to conquer. If you have a very confident, athletic cat, you can still go for a basic toy, or you may want to choose something that challenges her a little bit more. Just don't get an interactive toy that's too big. If the toy on the end of the string is really big, it's no longer prey. It then becomes an opponent. And then you're not talking about playtime anymore. Now you're crossing over into aggression. Maintain a regular schedule of playtime with your cat. Your cat really depends on consistency. Schedule playtime once or twice a day for about 15 minutes each. You'd be surprised what a half an hour a day of playtime and fun can do for your cat's emotional and physical health. How you move the interactive toy is important. Don't wave it around frantically just to give your cat an aerobic workout. That's not how cats hunt. Stick to what's natural. In the wild, a cat would stalk her prey while staying as quiet and stealthy as possible. Basically, she wants to be invisible. She would inch closer and closer, and then when she gets within striking distance, she pounces. Cats don't have the lung capacity to chase to exhaustion, so don't conduct these marathon play sessions throughout the house. Move the toy like prey. Alternate between fast and slow motions, and this gives your cat time to plan her next move. Here's a tip. Movements that go across or away from your cat's visual field will trigger her prey drive. Don't dangle the toy in her face or move it toward her. No prey willingly comes toward the cat to commit suicide. So if anything is moving toward your cat, again, it becomes aggression, so your cat goes into this defensive mode. Hunting is just as much mental as it is physical. For interactive play to be beneficial for your cat, in terms of confidence and trust building, or to be stress relieving, she has to be able to plan her moves and not be frustrated. Keep that in mind as you move the toy around. Also, to build confidence, let her have plenty of captures throughout the game. Just imagine if you were a cat, how frustrating it would be to have this toy go waving all around, but you never get it. Remember, the game needs to be fun for your cat. When it's time to end the game, don't just suddenly stop and put the toy away. Your cat may still be very revved up. Instead, wind the action down in the same way you would do a cool down after an exercise. Whether you've been playing with your cat for 2 minutes or 20 minutes, take the time to do a slow wind down. This leaves your cat relaxed and satisfied as opposed to still very revved up and maybe frustrated. Let the prey slowly get tired or injured so that the cat's movements naturally slow down as well. Then leave your cat with one final grand capture. In between games, store all interactive toys out of your cat's reach. The most important reason is that you don't want her to chew on the string parts, but another reason so that the cat's movements natural. Interactive toys aren't a replacement for the many solo toys that Kitty has around the house, so make sure she still has a good supply of the fuzzy mice and the puzzle feeders and other toys that are safe to leave around. Playtime is such a valuable tool in your behavior modification toolbox. You can use it to help with many behavior problems. Plus, it's fun. Cats were born to move. They need that stimulation. Take 15 minutes, or better yet, a half an hour a day to play with your cat. It's not a big time commitment for you, and the benefits are long-lasting. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more information on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.